Travel and Lifestyles programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome once again to Travel World Central, across the world, around America, and points in between. And I have a very special guest online with us today, Carrie Mullen from Vivo Resorts, Puerto Escondido, Mexico Beach from Property. I'm your host, Willem Backus. And Carrie, welcome to Travel World Central. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Willem.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, this is a really fantastic little beachfront property that you've got here. It features all kinds of... You've got the best beachfront location in North America due to the sandy beaches, year-round warm weather, and world-class recreational facilities like surfing, sport fishing, diving. I do not know what SUP is, so you can tell me what SUP is.
SUP is stand-up paddleboarding. It's kind of a new trend of big, long, wide surfboard. People going to stand up on calm water and paddle them. It's really good for balance and core, and it's this moderate exercise and a great way to see the nature from the water.
Yeah, now that you say stand-up paddleboarding, I've seen that done all the time. I don't know whether I would ever have the balance to do that myself. Now, tell me, no, but it's quite the activity, too, and I admire people who can actually stand upright on these things, although my wife often thinks it's a wonder I'm upright at all. But now, let me ask you, Carrie, I understand you're a former Olympian.
Yes, correct. Yes, I was a member of the Canadian ski team for over a decade and was fortunate to be on a couple of Olympic teams and very fortunate to also become a World Cup champion. And so that was kind of almost a lifetime ago, but something, yeah, it was a great experience as I was able to travel the world and got to meet a lot of different cultures, and it kind of opened my eyes into when I retired from skiing, I realized I'd had as many winters as an 80-year-old man already. I wanted to go find where does that snow finally melt, and I went looking for the greatest beachfront spot to be able to go and escape part of the winter.
Oh, I'm right there with you, Carrie. I'm originally from Montreal, and now I'm based here in Washington, D.C., and loving every minute of it. It's a wonderful place around here. Now, so what brought you now to this particular property, the Puerto Escondido?
Well, I wanted to find a beachfront spot to be able to escape part of the cold winters in Canada here. And also I wanted to find a place where my parents could enjoy their winters and where we would want to go as a family to vacation. So I was trying to find kind of a place where all three generations would have fun and enjoy it. And so I actually researched 30 countries, and I had a list of 44 factors with this vision of developing this resort. And this spot won out in Puerto Escondido, and so then to it we've now built on, and we have our grand opening of our clubhouse starting December 15th. It's going to have all these great amenities now that go along with those elements that you said of. It's really the best weather spot I could find in North America. It's in the 80s every day of the year. And what's unique as well as part of the weather, from the end of November until the end of May, it rains less than 1 inch in those entire 6 months. So as vacationers, people are guaranteed great weather when they go in there in the wintertime. So, yeah, those are just a couple of the great elements as well. You already touched on the Mother Nature and all of the activities to do in the area.
That sounds like my kind of a paradise, too. Although my wife gets enough of me complaining anytime it dips below 80 degrees Fahrenheit or 30 degrees for our Canadian friends. But, yeah, I've become a winter chicken, so... But, you know, I love the outdoor activities, too. And now tell me a little bit about... Now, it's a luxury resort, right? It's on an emerging coast and growing every year. Now, if I were to come down, I would book. First of all, how do I go about booking your property if I wanted to go myself?
Sure. People can look on vivovacations.com, and they can get a phone number on there and phone one of our reservation agents and or do an electronic booking just online. There's a ways to be able to do it. And yeah, there's different ways to fly down there. Most of the U.S. cities, they fly through Mexico City right into Puerto Escondido. For Canadians, they could do that routing through Mexico City into Puerto Escondido, or most Canadian centers actually have direct flights to Huatulco, which is our sister city airport. And that's only 60 miles away from that airport. So kind of two options to fly into Huatulco or Puerto Escondido.
Okay. Well, that sounds like it's very convenient to get to one way or the other. I mean, I know Mexico City is used as a hub for so many destinations down in Central America and beyond. Further now, If we're headed down to the place, the number, of course, is 1-844-777-VIVO. Am I correct with that?
Yes.
So that's for booking that thing. I'm told, of course, some of the people I've known who've gone to the place are telling me spotlessly clean resort, incredibly friendly and helpful staff, too. So not only are you treated to great amenities, lovely weather, but the people. For me, I'm all about the people, so that's a real big plus for me.
Thank you. Yeah, we have an incredible team down there, and the people in Oaxaca, it's a culture that's so loving and caring, and they just want to please, and they're happy and smiling, and it just really shows in their service level. So it's nice to have that personal bond and connection, and it's kind of a new branding of Mexico, from I feel, kind of the best of Mexico. And yeah, then we have the amenities, and the condominiums themselves are beautiful with the views, and then the services at the clubhouse. And then you're on this 12-mile-long beach that's basically untouched on both sides, and so people just are drawn to go for big, long beach walks on the beach because it's just something that you don't get to see every day, to have that kind of unwind and unplug opportunity. I kind of say that there's kind of a couple of progressions we follow as vacationers. You know, in our 20s and teens, we have the spring break, yeah. And then finally we're like, okay, I've had enough spring break, and then we start doing the all-inclusive thing. And then after a while, well, you know, I want to sort of find what's the next thing after that. And I feel we're that next thing after we've done a bunch of the all-inclusives, and we want to have a little bit more of an authentic experience and a healthier, more connection and a more people-to-people connection. This is what that is.
Now, I'm told, of course, the layout of the entire property is a lot of four-story buildings in a cluster, so you don't have this giant high-rise or, you know, obscured views of the coast.
Yeah, it was a big part of our design, and we tasked our architects a lot to really try to optimize the view. I was tired of traveling the world and being put in an oceanfront suite or ocean view suite, and you have to go out onto the balcony and crook your neck to the left to be able to see any ocean. And so we really tried to task it so that our suites have beautiful views from the sofa of the ocean, from the dining table of the ocean. So really had it designed to optimize views of the ocean. And then out the back, we have beautiful views of the mountains as well. But most of our suites are set up for this ocean view. And that's a big part of it. And then you've got that gentle ocean breeze as part of it, too. And so it's, really special.
The other thing I'm told about the balconies, and so they're fairly secluded in feel, so you can actually keep the door open just to let the warm breeze come in and hear the waves at night.
Yeah, really nice component. We wanted to be also, environmentally conscious and not have to always have the electricity going if we don't want to. So sure. we have it designed with big opening sliding doors, and then also outflows out the back, so you can optimize and have that natural wind flow. And then fans, and we don't have to necessarily have the air conditioning going all the time. And so people really enjoy that you have the cooling effect, but it's more of a natural feeling.
That's got to be such an amazing, relaxing feeling there, too. And for the people who are a bit technology-bound, you offer also, of course, the Wi-Fi, the Internet room. I'm also told you have the Canadian satellite channels.
Yes, correct. We do. We have the English channels on the television, and that's excellent. And then, people can have this, got cell phone service there for, they've got cell phone plans. And then also, internet in the common areas of the resort and also in the suites. So that enables and helps people to stay connected while they're on holidays, and maybe enables them to have a little bit more of an extended vacation as well.
Oh, you're right about that. I mean, it may seem frivolous to ask, you know, if you're going to a luxury resort, whether you're going to be tethered to the internet. But these days, you know, being on the internet and being mobily connected is almost a necessity these days. And it gives you that peace of mind feeling. So knowing that it's available on property is a big, big deal. Now, the amenities that we're talking about, the nature ones, the kayaking, and you didn't say kayaking. I'm assuming that because I'm a kayaker.
Yes, kayaking for sure. Yeah, down the rivers and also in the lagoons and lakes nearby, and even people can do them out on the ocean too.
That is incredible. We got about a minute to go. If you want to summarize really some of the most important points that you want to get across to the listeners of Travel World.
Sure. Well, Oaxaca is the state in which Puerto Escondido is in and where Vivo is located. And Oaxaca is really garnering more and more attention, especially on the world of cuisine. Some of the world's oldest recipes with rich flavors, and also the art and just the authenticity of the area, coffee and mezcals and the beaches and the water sports we already touched on. But really, I'd say if you're looking for something a little different and not just that all-inclusive where I'm just another one of the 10,000 people here. Come and find something that where you connect with nature, you can unwind from life, but also have things to do. If you want to just sit down by the book and read a book by the pool, you can do that, or have a beautiful walk on the beach, or you can go and do an array of sporting or athletic activities. It really gives you an array of options, but it's a wonderful place to connect and also feel a new part of an authentic Mexico.
This is VivoResorts.com, and the number is 1-844-777-VIVO. Carrie, thank you very much for joining us here on Travel World Central, and looking forward to having you on another program. Thank you very much. Stay listening, everybody.
Thanks, Willem.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio, by satellite.